This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, seeking assistance through patience and prayer in our trials and tribulations. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, it's such an honor to be here at your service. In today's episode, we are talking about seeking assistance through patience and prayer in our trials and tribulations. So, dear friends, of course, we find that we are faced with various different kinds of trials and tribulations in our lives. Of course, life itself is a test, one test after the other. Now, these tests that we have in our life, they are meant to help us to succeed and to grow spiritually. These tests in life, they help us to become stronger people. And what is really interesting is that the Almighty Allah does not test us beyond our capability and our capacity. And so, in reality, what we're trying to say is that the Almighty Allah wants every single one of us to succeed in our lives. It is far from the great mercy of the Almighty Allah that He gives us a test that we cannot overcome. But now, there's kind of a caveat here. And that is, how do you overcome these trials and tribulations, which are a part of life? Well, Allah, the Exalted, the Most High, the Beneficent, and the Merciful, He says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, seek assistance through patience and prayer. Surely Allah is with the patient. So, dear friends, now we know, based upon the Holy Quran, and in order to live a truly Islamic lifestyle, we must seek assistance and aid through patience and prayer when it comes to our trials and our tribulations. The holy month of Muharram and Safar are really not that far away in the current time. We see that it is Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions, his caravan of relatives and friends, in the greatest of trials and tribulations that they were facing, what did they seek assistance from? Well, they took assistance from patience and prayer. On the night before the 10th of Muharram, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his caravan of friends and relatives, spent the night in prayer and with a steadfastness and patience in the trials and tribulations to come. And in turn, we find that the Almighty Allah says, He Himself is with the patient. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about Islamic lifestyle and how one of the things that we need to be able to inculcate in our Islamic lifestyle is to seek assistance through patience and prayer. Now, we had talked about in the previous segment about how Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of companions and friends, in probably one of the greatest trials that a human being has had to face throughout the eternal history of humanity, was faced by Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions of relatives and friends. But they did not despair. Matter of fact, they took assistance through patience and prayer. they spent the night in patience, and they spent the night in prayer. Now, in our trials and tribulations, in the difficult parts of our life, in the times where we just feel like there's no way out, there's nothing that we can do, we feel helpless, we feel hopeless, we feel depressed or anxious or frustrated, we feel like the doors of life have closed upon us. It is in this kind of trial and tribulation that we must seek assistance and help and succor from patience and prayer. We must turn towards the Almighty Allah in our times of need, in our difficult times, in our hardships. And how? One, of course, is through prayer, and the other is patience. But patience here does not mean simply living with the status quo. Patience means being steadfast on the path, to be determined to continue to make progress on the spiritual path of life. Surely Allah is with the patient.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.